Women's rights is an ongoing issue, whether it's about gender, equal pay, or anti-violence. The Dead Feminist Society of Minnesota is a group aiming at change in these issues by bringing in speakers and holding events to educate about them.
I'm Christine Holmgren, and the Dead Feminist Society is an organization, I call it a salon, an intellectual salon, for women and men in the Twin Cities metro area who gather together every month to explore topics and interests that are related to gender equity, justice for women and girls, and other experiences that they've had or concerns that they have about equality in the workplace and equality in their relationships. Of course, you know the book and the movie, The Dead Poets Society. When I was thinking about starting this organization, I was thinking about how there are so many women who are no longer with us who launched a movement that is still very vital. And it occurred to me that they were dead feminists, and then the name came to me. So I thought, well, that's it. We'll call ourselves the Dead Feminist Society of Minnesota. These boots are
made for walking. Christine began the Dead Feminist Society of Minnesota in 2008.
There were a group of about five of us who really missed the collaborative organizing attitudes and principles that the second wave of feminists enjoyed in the late 60s and early 70s. And so we wanted to find topics that interested us, and we wanted to invite resource people and intellectuals and writers and business leaders in the Twin Cities who could speak to some of the concerns that we had.
The Dead Feminist Society meets every month on the third Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble Bookstore in the Harmar Mall.
We've had some fascinating speakers. One of the first speakers that we had was an academic from McAllister College who was concerned about and studying kind of the raunch movement among young women. And she spoke with us about the attitudes that were prevalent in that and their common values and their contrast with first and second wave feminism. And then we also had several writers who came and spoke with us about their work. We've had organization executive directors come and speak to us about the nonprofits that are represented in the Twin Cities and areas outside. And we've also had individuals who have wanted to share their stories. A gentleman who went through transition and is now a woman spoke with us about what it was like to have been a spy on the other side for most of his life and what it was like to be a businessman and join in with the other men treating the women the way they did. People who have spoken about their involvement in the organization right now that's seeking to pass a Minnesota Equal Rights Amendment. Once a year, we've heard from them. When we started, like I said, we had five people, and now we have close to 600 members in the organization. It's quite the network.
You can find out more at meetup.com, Dead Feminist Society of Minnesota. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.